Angie's List plans to renovate the 176,000-square-foot former Ford manufacturing plant located just east of its Washington Street campus. The building is a storage warehouse for Indianapolis Public Schools, but will be converted into workspace for an estimated 1,000 new employees to be added by 2019. The company also plans to move 800 current Indianapolis positions to its new campus location. Co-founder Angie Hicks says expanding makes sense.
For us, our business is growing fast and continuing to grow, so this is just keeping up with the needs of the business.
Governor Mike Pence praised the decision to expand company operations in Indianapolis, saying it represents a trend of tech-based companies thriving in Indiana.
We like to say Indiana's open for business, but it's especially true that Indiana is open for tech business today and tomorrow, and Angie's List is proving that once again.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation will provide Angie's List up to $6.5 million in conditional tax credits and $500,000 in training grants, funding that's contingent on the company meeting its job creation goals. Mayor Greg Ballard says Angie's List's expansion could make the neighborhoods just east of downtown a destination for young professionals.
When you see a lot of the new building that's around here, you see the people who want to live right here. Near downtown, obviously, is part of it, but now a potential employer and something that says, this is an area that we can thrive in. This is where I can raise a family. This is where I want to live.
The company also plans to build a 1,000-car capacity parking garage across the street from its headquarters. Overall, it expects to invest $40 million into both projects. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.